This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A bombshell new study funded by the CDC itself and published in the journal known as Vaccine has found a 400% increase in the number of spontaneous abortions in women who receive flu shots during pregnancy. Now, this study was rejected by two other medical journals before the journal Vaccine agreed to publish it. And even then, the editor-in-chief of that journal has said, essentially, he doesn't believe the outcome. He doesn't believe the study. And everybody in the vaccine industry is now in a state of panic, calling for more research to dispel this puzzling study. They can't figure out why vaccines would cause spontaneous abortions, and they think it couldn't possibly be true. The CDC has now dispatched efforts to various pediatrician groups around the country to make sure that they continue to brainwash pregnant women into believing that vaccines are perfectly safe and have no risks whatsoever and couldn't possibly cause miscarriages or spontaneous abortions. The CDC, in just the last few years, recommended flu shots for pregnant women in all three trimesters, which is, of course, totally insane. Until recently, doctors and medical schools were always taught that you never give vaccines to pregnant women because of the risks to the unborn child. And yet the CDC has been, you know, pushing that now and trying to convince everybody that it's safe, even when the science shows it isn't safe. It's dangerous. And if you wonder why it causes spontaneous abortions, it's very simple. Flu shots contain mercury. Yes, in the United States, mercury has not been banned from vaccines. It's not present in many of the vaccines, but it's still present in flu shots. It's present in the form of thimerosal, which is a mercury-based preservative. And the reason it's used is because one vaccine vial contains enough liquid to inject 10 people with the vaccine liquid itself. Typically, it's about 5 milliliters. And a typical vaccine injection is 0.5 milliliters, or mils, as we say for short, in the laboratory. So 0.5 mils is what goes into each injection. That means there are 10 different needles penetrating the lid of the vaccine vial, which can introduce infections into that vial. That's why they put mercury in the vial, in order to kill anything that comes into contact through the needle penetrating the lid. Now, if they had single-dose vaccines, they wouldn't need to use thimerosal at all. A single-dose vaccine would be a small vial that contains just 0.5 mils of liquid. You open it, you use it, and then you throw that little piece of glass away. It would be a very small vial. It would be much safer. And I've argued for that. I've argued that we need to go back to single-dose vaccines. For those who want the vaccines, at least let's make them a little bit safer. So, I mean, we can debate that all day, but the scientific truth is that there is mercury in vaccines. And mercury is what is causing spontaneous abortions, as well as increased risks of autism and other neurological disorders. Mercury, you see, is a very toxic heavy metal. It's a toxin. There is no study anywhere that shows mercury to be safe to inject into children or pregnant women. In fact, I think the World Mercury Project has offered, if I'm remembering correctly, a $100,000 reward for anyone who can cite a credible scientific study that shows mercury is safe to inject into children. And no one has claimed that award. I mean, people have tried to hoax claim the award, but no one has legitimately met the conditions of the reward. So no one's been able to collect that $100,000 because mercury is not safe. And until the vaccine industry stops lying to people, the scientific truth is going to keep coming out. The vaccine industry is the most corrupt, the most criminal, the most dishonest and deceptive group in existence today, other than, let's say, the GMO group, the biotech industry. If you were to link them or rank them, it would be biotech is the most evil, and vaccines are maybe evil number two. And then maybe Google is evil number three. I don't know. They're all in the top three. They're all really evil, because Google's also complicit in the covering up of accurate information that criticizes the safety of vaccines. You see, the vaccine industry was granted legal immunity back in, I don't remember what year it was. It was in the late 1980s, but I'd have to check on that. They were granted legal immunity. And ever since that happened, you can't sue a vaccine company for an injury caused to your child. So they set up a special vaccine court. It's called the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And you have to go through that special court, which is higher than the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's very secretive. Almost nobody has heard about it. And then your case is heard there, and they just deny all the claims. Every once in a while, they award somebody some money for a vaccine injury that's irrefutable. And that vaccine court has paid out, I believe, over $3 billion so far to the families of vaccine-injured children. And yet you almost never hear about that in the mainstream media. It's a massive cover-up. But it also means that families of these children are denied due process. They're denied their constitutional rights in the court system by the vaccine industry, because it has conspired to get Congress to grant it legal immunity. Now, after that legal immunity was granted, the vaccine industry began to try to get as many vaccines as possible approved for the childhood immunization schedule. You see, that's another little factoid about vaccine immunity. You're only granted legal immunity if your vaccine is listed on the childhood immunization schedule. So adult vaccines are not granted legal immunity, but all childhood vaccines that are on that schedule are. So the push began to get the CDC and health authorities all across the country to add as many vaccines as possible to the childhood immunization schedule, so that those companies could have legal immunity from those from lawsuits resulting from the injury of those vaccines. This is why the vaccine injury list, or I'm sorry, the vaccine schedule list exploded, and it went from 10 or 12 vaccines in the 1980s to now over 100 different vaccines that children are supposed to be given. And this list has become insane. And there's only scientific evidence to show that a handful, three or four certain vaccines may actually reduce certain types of infections. But for most of them, such as MMR, the scientific evidence shows no reduction in infections. And in fact, new scientific evidence just published in the journal Vaccine shows that people who received flu shots in previous years have weakened antibody response in subsequent years. In other words, vaccines weaken your immune system in its ability to respond to future infections, or future vaccines for that matter. So vaccines actually weaken your immune system, which is something that I've been teaching people for over a decade. So this is how the vaccine industry managed to get over 100 vaccines granted legal immunity, by getting them all listed on the childhood immunization schedule. And from there, it was a simple matter to just keep pushing more and more vaccines to more and more children. And at that point, it just continued forever. And now it's going to continue to climb. It's going to be 200 vaccines, in another 5 or 10 years. And children are just being inundated with this tidal wave of toxic chemicals. Too many vaccines, too many excipients, too many adjuvants that are added to the vaccines that are inflammatory chemicals, such as squalene, that are designed to cause a neurological inflammatory response to the vaccine. And this is why you have, encephalitis and swollen brains and loss of consciousness. This is why you have neurological disorders, autism spectrum disorder following vaccines. Vaccines fry the brains of some children and cause them lifelong maiming, lifelong brain damage, lifelong critical injury. And the vaccine industry just denies, denies, denies. They deny reality. They deny biochemistry, cause and effect. The vaccine industry is a criminal cartel. Every one of those people who runs the CDC and the drug companies should be arrested and indicted under RICO Act laws. That's racketeering. criminal operations and racketeering. That is exactly what they are involved in. It is worse than Big Tobacco ever was. They censor all the science that they don't like. This study, this new study that showed up in Vaccine, is a rare exception. The vaccine industry normally will never publish any study that is critical of vaccines. In fact, two other journals rejected this study for precisely that reason. And of course, this study will be attacked. They'll probably have to retract it, you know, or there'll be another study that comes out and shows that, oh, that study, that was false. We have this other study now that shows that vaccines are perfectly safe for pregnant women, you see. They'll attack any study that they don't like. We are talking about a massive criminal enterprise. The vaccine industry and those who push vaccines are criminals, criminal felons. How many of them are already in jail or are international fugitives? I can show you articles about like an AIDS vaccine researcher who was indicted and sentenced to many, many years in federal prison. Worked in conjunction with the government and with the CDC. He faked his data, faked the results. There's another guy named Paul Thorson, who's an international fugitive from justice. He worked on the studies that claim thimerosal is perfectly safe. In fact, his studies are still cited by other vaccine propagandists, even though he absconded, he fled the country with millions of dollars in government money and CDC money, and is currently an international fugitive on the wanted list. And he's hiding out in Europe somewhere in a castle with all this government money. And his studies have not been retracted. You see, the vaccine industry is heavily populated by criminals, sociopaths, psychopaths, the worst people imaginable. And if you don't think that the Disneyland measles outbreak wasn't intentional, then you don't know how this industry really operates. My friends, that was a false flag operation. There are studies, I just saw a headline in the vaccine journal, the journal called Vaccine. I just saw a study that said that measles outbreak in Disneyland was the perfect model for the vaccine industry, that they should follow that for future messaging and propaganda because it was so effective that it went viral and that's the way they're going to do things from now on. Do you not know that vaccines cause the outbreaks? Have you never heard of vaccine-induced polio? You know that polio vaccines contain live polio virus and that they spread polio? There was a recent article announced in conjunction with UNICEF that 350,000 children were vaccinated in Africa to stop the outbreak of vaccine-induced polio. Yeah, polio can be caused by vaccines themselves. The polio vaccines cause polio because they contain live viruses. Look, the vaccine industry is running around injecting people with the diseases they claim to be preventing. That's their business model. That's how they continue the outbreaks. That's how they continue the business. It's not a conspiracy theory. I can show you the press releases. I can show you the announcements. Go search for vaccine-induced polio. It's a well-known vector for polio outbreaks. It happens all across the world. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's straight science. It's openly admitted by the scientific and medical community. Vaccines, they're supposed to contain what are called attenuated viruses. But this attenuation or so-called weakening of viruses is accomplished usually via exposure to ultraviolet light or UV light. Well, some vaccines are not properly treated. Oops, that batch, we missed the UV light. Huh, too bad. Live viruses are being shipped out now to Africa to cause polio, or India, or the United States to cause measles, you see. They accidentally forget to weaken the viruses. So the vaccines go out, all the moms and dads get their children injected, thinking, oh, we're doing the right thing, our children are protected from viruses. No, you are injecting your child with disease. And then they go to school and they spread the measles or they spread the mumps. So you have an outbreak. Then the media causes a big uproar. Outbreak. Outbreak in the school. Oh my God, outbreak. And later you find out 98% of those involved in the outbreak were vaccinated because that's the vector of the outbreak. The measles was caused by the children who got vaccinated against measles, you see. Because the outbreak is actually being spread by the vaccine itself. So don't think for a minute. Don't think for a minute that these vaccines are only out there to prevent infections. They are out there to drum up business and to create a narrative in the media, a narrative that says, oh, there's outbreaks. And who do they blame? The unvaccinated children, of course, the ones who aren't carrying the disease. The vaccinated children, they say, are very responsible and they're immune to disease. Well, how is it that in some of these outbreaks, 98% of those children who are infected are the ones who were already vaccinated? If vaccines protect you from the disease, how could you catch it if you're vaccinated? You have to abandon logic and reason to believe the vaccine narratives. They're so insane. They're so distorted. They're so twisted. And yet they push their narratives as if they are the only facts in the world, and that anybody who's skeptical of their narratives is an anti-science person. Let me tell you this, the vaccine industry doesn't believe in science. They believe in profits and propaganda and poisoning. That's what they do. Check out my website, vaccines.news, to stay up to date on all of this. I've also got vaccineinjurynews.com that's recently launched just to focus on vaccine injuries. If you want another website that covers the broader topic of medicine, go to medicine.news. And of course, read my main website, naturalnews.com, whenever you get a chance. We are the only, I'm not the only ones. We are one of the few who are telling the truth about vaccines. Actual journalism, actual scientific and medical journalism that you won't find anywhere in the mainstream media. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. HealthRangerReport.com for more podcasts. Take care.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, You get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.